Close your eyes and tell yourself that right here is your home, right where the mind and the breath and the body all meet. As long as this spot is comfortable, you've always got a good place to go to. You've got your shelter. We live in a world with a lot of dangers, but the big dangers actually are in the mind. When the mind's constantly worrying about this, worrying about that, can eat away into the peace that you can find right now, and also the peace that you find in the future. Because what are you going to need in the future? You know that the body someday is going to grow ill. It's going to get old, and it's going to die. Where's your mind going to stay then? You're going to have a gorgeous house, and it's not going to mean anything at that point. What you want is a good place to stay inside, safe from the dangers of the mind. That's why you meditate, so we can step back from our worries, step back from our concerns. Remind ourselves that we've got a really good place to stay right here. And the skills that enable us to stay right here are going to be the ones that protect us from our inside dangers, and also make it easier to live with outside dangers. We have to accept the fact that this is not a friendly world. But if we've got good friends inside, okay, then we're in a good position. The real problem is if the mind isn't even its own friend. The mind that's ready to give up. The Buddha says you have to think of yourself as a governing principle. In other words, remind yourself that you practice for the sake of a true happiness. And if you give up in the practice, then do you really love yourself? Well, no. Because it's only through the practice that true happiness can be found. So right here is where you need to be. Right here is where you can settle in. And the place of security to get right here is much more secure than anything you could find outside. So always keep that in mind as the mind begins to wander and begin to worry about things. Right here you've got a good place. Make the most of what you've got right now. And that will carry over into the future as well. Do your best to make the present moment your home, not just a bus station where you come and go, and deal with all the other elements that you find in a bus station. Make this your home, the place where you belong, the place where you're safe.